You're listening to the Yeshiva of Newark podcast. I'm your host and curator, Rabbi Avram Kivalevich, and I hope you enjoy this episode. With downloads approaching the million mark and an archival library numbering in the thousands, the Yeshiva of Newark podcast has been striving to continuously upgrade our content, professionalize our audio sound, along with altering approaches in light of much appreciated listener feedback. I firmly believe the niche has been carved out that resonates with many on the wide spectrum of observant Jews. This explains why we continually rank high in independent online lists of top yeshiva podcasts. That proud edifice is in real danger of toppling and disappearing. We need the help of our listeners to continue to record and edit, to promote a product that has been a balm and instructor to so many. Just $36. As a minimum donation from 1,000 of you out there will keep us afloat as a Newark of straight, intelligent, humorous discussion, lectures, debate, and inquiry, while the destructive waters of ignorance and identity politics, cyberbullying, crash around us. Your generous contributions will seal and galvanize this ark till it comes to a satisfying rest in an era of Moyer Tzdeya, heralding Mashiach, B'mheira, B'yameinu, Amen.
Cool. I'd like to represent a shiur that was given by Rav Dovi Weiss 3 years ago that deals with the principle of chipozim, how it affects the shchita and achilas korban pesach, how it affects the achilas matzah, and even how it becomes an essential idea in pesach itself, and how it's contrasted in the mitzvah of sfiras ha'omer. So, was given 3 years ago. I hope
to discuss some ideas that revolve around Seder and the Korban Pesach, the Achilas HaMatzah, and hopefully after we spend some time discussing some of the interesting and unique halachas, we can discuss some of the hashkafa that comes out of those halachas. One of the questions, one of the psukim that is quoted in the Haggadah is Moha Voda Hazos Lochem, that the son, we have four sons at the Seder, and one of the sons asks, Moha Avoda Hazos Lochem, what is this Avoda for you? So the Sforno has a very interesting mahalach in explaining what it means, what that pasuk is referring to. It's not just Stam, Moha Avoda Hazos Lochem, like what is this that we're doing? It's actually a very deep halachic question that's being asked in that pasuk, Moha Avoda Hazos Lochem. And the question is as follows. And with this question, I hope to be able to explain a Gemara, Psachim Daf Samach Vav, that we'll discuss in just a moment as well. The question that the son is asking is the Gemara in the beginning of Tamid Nishchat, that's the fifth parak of Masechet Psachim. The Gemara darshins from Psukim that the Korban Pesach, which is brought on the on Yud Dalad Nisan, which is Erev Pesach, is unique in that every other Korban that's brought throughout the year is always brought between the bookends, the two karbanos known as the Tamid Shal Shachar and the Tamid Shal Bein Harbayim. Those are the two karbanos. There is no other karban. Karban is not supposed to, not allowed to be brought outside of those two gvulim. No karban can be brought before the Tamid Shal Shachar. No karban is allowed to be brought after the Tamid Shal Bein Harbayim. This is learned from Suk Mikdor Lech, Olvei Ashlamim, Allah Hashlem, Kolar Karbonos Kulam, all the Karbonos have to be brought. And there's one exception. And the one exception to that rule is the Karban Pesach. Again, Chazal, they darshan from Sukkim, Tizbach, Erev, says Bein Harbayim and Erev, and by the Tamid shall Bein Harbayim, and only calls it Bein Harbayim. However, they know, they learn it from Sukkim that the Tamid, that the Karban Pesach is outside the typical Seder of Karbonos of a standard day. And that is actually what the Sforno explains is the question of Moha Avoda Hazos Lochem. Moha Avoda Hazos Lochem says as follows: Perik Yud Beis Pasuk Avav and Parshas Baba Haya Ki Yomer Aleichem Benechem. When your sons will ask you, Moha Avoda Hazos Lochem, what is this Avoda? What is this that you're doing? What they're asking is, why is this carbon different than all other carbonos? See, we thought we only had four questions. In fact, there are five questions, maybe more. We'll actually give some more questions today. Man nishtana ha-karban hazeh mikol ha-karbanos. And somehow the answer to that question of why the Korban Pesach is different is captured in the next line of the Pasuk, Perek Yud Beis Pasuk of Zion. The father says, V'emartim zevach Pesach ula Hashem asher Pasuk ha-pote b'nei Yisrael b'mitzrayim b'nokbo'es Mitzrayim v'espotenu hitziva yikoda'om v'yishtachavu. So this is the Korban Pesach, and Korban Pesach is different because Hashem saved us. So let's try to explain. But we're going to explain the answer to the question based on another Sforno in Parshas Re'eh. But we're going to take a little bit of a detour to understand a very interesting historic phenomena that took place. Must be about over 2,000 years ago. And we're told that it was an Erev Pesach, just like the one that's coming upon us in the next few weeks. That was Chol B'Shabbos. Erev Pesach Shechol Yos B'Shabbos. Erev Pesach Shechol Yos B'Shabbos has very interesting halachas. Everybody always gets involved in the discussion of what can we eat after Chatzos? How do you make Shalosh Shuddos? You know, these are input. What do we do with the chametz that we have? How do we make sure not to, you know, that we want to be Mekayim Tashbisu on Shabbos, which is Erev Pesach? A lot of interesting modern questions. When I say modern, I mean halacha lemaisa questions. But the truth is, there's a much more fundamental question that was discussed in the beginning of the sixth parak Masechta Pesachim Elu Dvarim. The Mishnah says Elu Dvarim Shadochen Es HaShabbos. The following items or areas, the following parts of bringing the Korban Pesach was Dochen the Shabbos. The Torah says that you have to bring the Korban Pesach on Yud Dalid Nisan. That's Erev Pesach. B'shochto Asal Kol Kahal Asrael Bein Harbayim. They're bringing the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach. We're not exactly sure. We don't know for sure from just reading the Pesukim in Parashas Bo that if Erev Pesach, which is when we bring the Korban Pesach, falls out on Shabbos, whether we should bring the Korban Pesach. We don't know. So the Mishnah says you do. Elu Dvarim B'Pesach Shadochen on Shabbos, Shechitaso Zrika Hasdama. You, in fact, do bring the Korban Pesach, Erev Pesach, even if it falls out on Shabbos. And you do the Zrika Hasdam on Erev Pesach as well. But apparently it wasn't so clear. And the reason why we say it's not so clear, because the very first Gemara in the sixth parak, Tana Rabbanan, the Gemara tells us that the B'nai B'Seira, Rashi tells us, the B'nai B'Seira with the Gedolei Hador of the time. They were the Nesiim. They were the ones who led the Jewish people. And apparently, Nis'almu Mimenu, they forgot. It was unclear to them. This halacha that the Pesach is Dochas HaShabbos. And they were probably looking over the Svarim, pouring over the Svarim. It could be, from what I understand, the last time we had Erev Pesach that fell on Shabbos was some 12 or 13 years ago. Maybe when they were Mekadosh L'Chodosh Al Pi Ariyah, maybe it didn't happen in 20 years, 30 years, 50 years. Either way, something happened, and they didn't know whether Pesach is Dochas HaShabbos. And the Gemara tells us that they were asking around, does anybody know? They said, there's actually someone whose name is Hillel HaBavli, who is Mishamesh Shemaya V'Avtayon, and he would know whether the Pesach is Docha the Shabbos. Take a look. They called Hillel HaBavli to come to the Beis Din. And Hillel HaBavli says to them the following. They asked him, they say that you may know whether the Pesach is Docha the Shabbos. And he responds, is this a difficult question? Don't you know that there are over 200 Pesachim that are brought a year that are Docha the Shabbos? 200 Pesachim? 200 Pesachim Docha the Shabbos. You can imagine the B'nai B'Seira wondering, this guy, what's he talking? 200 Pesachim, Korban Pesach is brought once a year. Once a year the Korban Pesach is brought. What's the idea of saying 200 Pesachim? If I could just ask if everybody can mute, it'll make it a little bit easier. Thank you. So what does it mean, 200 Pesachim? The Gemara continues, Hillel HaBavli explains as follows. We know that every single day, as we mentioned before, the Korban Tamid is brought twice a day. Korban Tamid Shal Shachar, Korban Tamid Shal Bein Harbayim. Okay? On Shabbos is another two, an extra two Korbanos that are brought for the Musafim. And then in addition to that, so we have already, if you bring the Korban Tamid every single Shabbos, that's 100 Korbanos that are Docha the Shabbos. And in addition to that, every Shabbos, for the Korban Musaf of Shabbos, in addition to the Talmud, you bring an additional two Kvasin. So if you just take the Tamidin and Musafin on a typical Shabbos, is about 50 Shabbosim a year, that's 200 Korbanos that are Docha the Shabbos. The Korban Tamid Shal Shachar is Docha Shabbos. The Korban Tamid Shal Ben Harbayim is Docha the Shabbos. And the special Musafin that are brought on Shabbos are also Docha the Shabbos. In addition to that, there are other Musafin, when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos, Sukkos, and Shavuos. So there's other special karbanos that are brought that are docha the Shabbos. You're talking about, as Rashi points out, well over 200 karbanos that are docha the Shabbos. So he'll explain to the Bnei Bisera, just like the Tamid is docha the Shabbos, so too the Karban Pesach is docha the Shabbos. And his drasha goes as follows: Mat Tamid, by which it says the word Moado, which means in its time, is docha the Shabbos. So too the Karban Pesach is the Yasu Bnei Yisrael Zeh Pesach Bet Moado. It's also docha the Shabbos. So it seems like a great win for Hillel. Immediately they appoint Hillel to be the Rosh Hashiva, and that's one way to get the best position in the land. Make sure that you know that Karban Pesach is Docha the Shabbos, just like the Karban Tamid throughout the year is Docha the Shabbos, so to the Karban Pesach is Docha the Shabbos. And what's the idea? The idea is as follows. The idea is that the klal is that any Karban which has a Kvius Zman is Docha the Shabbos. So Karban Tamid has a Kvius Zman every day, including Shabbos. The Musafin have a Kvius Zman when it's on Shabbos and when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. And the Karban Pesach, Yud Dalad Nisan, is also a Kviyas Zman. So that too is Docha the Shabbos. And we're left wondering, the Pnei Yeshua is wondering as well in the Likutim. He's scratching his head. He's wondering, what the Bnei Bisera, they didn't know this. What were they thinking? Is it just that they forgot? They simply forgot? They were too busy learning Ezehu Neshach. They forgot the Halachas in Moed, the Karban Pesach is Docha the Shabbos. Or do they have some type of lamdus, some type of svara? Maybe they were thinking, perhaps, that maybe Karban Pesach should not be Docha the Shabbos, and they had maybe a very good reason to think so. Now, we started this year by talking about the Sephorno. The Sephorno says that the son asks the father, what is the idea of this avod? And we explained the question that the sons are asking is why is the Karban Pesach different than other Karbanos, and that it's brought outside the bookends, outside the two Tamidim that are brought on a typical day. No other Karban is brought outside the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, except for the Karban Pesach. And we can add another question. There's something unique about the Karban Pesach, that there's no other Karban where you have to wait to eat the Karban. A person wants to bring a Karban Todah, comes out of the hospital, he comes off a plane, if you call it, you know, like those poskim, that a plane is perched and benches gomel, he wants to bring a Karban Todah. Maybe there's even a chiv to bring a Karban Todah, according to Shitas Rashi. Person comes to the Bechim, he brings a Karban Todah. So he brings it on a Tuesday morning at 11 o'clock. The Kohen does the Shechita. The Kohen doesn't have to do the Shechita. This Kohen does, someone does the Shechita. The Kohen does the Kabbalah and he does the Zrikas Hadam. He takes the fats that have to be burnt on the Mizbeach. 11:15, the whole thing is done. At 11:16, the Balaam can take the meat back to the hotel in Yerushalayim, invite his friends, and have a beautiful party, have a beautiful seuda, a seuda soda, and he can eat the carbon right away. But the Karban Pesach is different in that even if you were to bring the Karban Pesach, say, at 2 o'clock in the afternoon on Erev Pesach, the halacha is you cannot eat the meat of the Karban Pesach until the nighttime of Lel Tesvav. So you have two interesting, unique elements of Karban Pesach that do not apply to other Karbanos. One, it's brought outside of the two Tamidim. It's brought after the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. Two, even after you bring it, you have to wait till the nighttime to eat the Karban Pesach, eat the Psar Karban Pesach. So the Sferno says, and Parshas Reyes follows, the truth is that this Karban, the reason why it's brought outside the Karban Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim, because in fact, this Karban, the real Zman for the Karban Pesach is not Yom Yud Daled. The real Zman for the Karban Pesach is Lel Tesvav. This is actually a Karban that should be and should have been brought at night. That's the right time. The right time is to bring it at night. It's a Karban Halayla. Matter of fact, the Sferno says, since Karbanos are not brought at night, so therefore we have no choice as a special halacha. You can't bring a Karban at night. It says, B'yom Tzavo, so is Karbanayim. You have to bring your karbanos by day. So we have no choice. So we have to push back. We have to push back the hakrava, the shechita, the zrika, and the hakravas HaKarban Pesach to Yom Yudalid. Even though really it belongs to Lel Tesvav, but there's a detail. The detail is that we can't bring it at Lel Tesvav. So we bring it on Yom Yudalid. But it really belongs to Lel Tesvav. So the halacha says, what do we do when we have a karban? that belongs to tomorrow, but we have to bring it today. Our hands are tied behind our backs. We have no choice. We have to bring the carbon by day. That's the halacha. Carbonos have to be brought by day. But it's not really today's carbon. It's tomorrow's carbon. So what do you do? So what you do is you bring it after the Tamid Shel Ben Harvayim. See, all other carbonos which belong to yesterday are brought. All carbonos that belong to Yom Yudalid, you have to bring between Tamid Shel Shachar and Tamid Shel Ben Harvayim. But a carbon that belongs to Leil Tesvav, that really should have been brought to Leil Tesvav, but we're forced to bring it by day, but it doesn't really belong to Yom Yudalid. It really belongs to Leil Tesvav. You know what we're going to do? We'll make a pshara. We have to bring it by day, but let's bring it outside or after the karbanos of that day are over. So after we've closed down the shop, we've brought the Talmud Shel Ben Harvayim. There are no other karbanos today. If someone comes with a carbon toda, we tell them, sorry, come back tomorrow. One exception to the rule. That carbon that doesn't belong to today, it actually belongs to tonight. That's the carbon we bring after the Talmud Shel Ben Harvayim. And why is it that we bring it then? That's the answer that the father gives to the sons. The Amartem, and you will say to your sons, he's asking you, why do you bring the carbon Pesach after the Talmud Shel Ben Harvayim? Tell your sons, because Hashem skipped over, he was Pesach, Al-Bote B'nai Yisrael, B'Mitzrayim, B'Nokwaz, and he saved us. That was the night of the Geula. This carbon really belongs to the whole Yesod B'Leil Tezvav. It belongs to Leil Tezvav. That's when this carbon, that's the machayiv of carbon Pesach as Leil Tezvav, despite the fact that we're bringing it on Yom Yudalit. And with this understanding, first of all, we understand very well why, although we have to be makriv, and we have to shecht and be makriv the carbon Pesach by day, but the eating of the carbon Pesach, that doesn't have to be done by day. We can eat karbanos at night as well. And that's why, okay, so then we dafka have to do it at night. Anything that you can do at night, you should do at night, because that's where the carbon really belongs. Certainly, if we can take it even further without going into too much detail, where the Gemara says in many places, specifically in a Mishnah, Dafayin Vovam Beis and Psachim, that the whole yesod of the carbon Pesach is the Achila's carbon Pesach. The Achila is the ikar of the bringing of the carbon. So in effect, we bring makriv the carbon Pesach on Yom Yudal. It's almost like a hechter to what we're really doing, which is eating the carbon Pesach on Leil Tesvav. So one, we understand why we don't eat the carbon till Leil Tesvav, because that's the ikar zman of this carbon. And the second thing we understand is why, when we bring it by day, we bring it after the Talmud Shel Ben Harvayim, because it really belongs to the nighttime. It really belongs to Leil Tesvav. Okay, we're forced to bring it by day, but we'll bring it as late as possible, even after the Beis Hamikdash has been closed to today's karbanos. Now we can start talking about tomorrow, even though it's still today. Now with this, we can also explain the suffix of B'nai B'Seira. B'nai B'Seira had a suffix. What was the suffix of B'nai B'Seira? They didn't know that carbon Pesach is Dolcha Shabbos. Look at the Tmidin. Every carbon which has a kviyas zman is Dolcha Shabbos. The answer is, yeah, but there's a difference. You see, when you bring the carbon Musaf of Sukkos on Shabbos, that day, let's say Shabbos is the fourth day Sukkos. That day, fourth day of Sukkot, is mechayev you to bring the karbanos hamusafen of that day. So if that day is the mechayev, if that day is the main cause of you bringing these karbanos, that's called kviyas zman. Kviyas zman is that the carbon tamid shel ben harbayim, carbon tamid shel shachar, in a typical Shabbos, I have to bring it on Shabbos. You know why? Because that day of Shabbos tells me today I need to bring a carbon tamid. Oh, so if you think, okay, it's a kviyas zman, it's Dolcha Shabbos. But B'nai B'Seira, we're thinking as follows. Carbon Pesach is different. It's true I'm bringing the carbon Pesach on Yom Yudalid, but that's not really the zman of the carbon. The zman of the carbon is really later. It's really tonight. Maybe a carbon which belongs to tomorrow or to tonight, and you just have no choice but to bring it by day because you're not allowed to bring carbonos at night. That's not really kviyas zman. Because when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, so that Shabbos, that's Erev Pesach, that Shabbos is not the real Zman of the Karban Pesach. It's actually Motsoi Shabbos, which is after Shabbos, which is the real Zman of the Karban Pesach. So that's why B'nai B'Seira said, wait, maybe Karban Pesach is not talking to Shabbos, it's a different type of Kviyas Zman. And that's the Hezber of the Suffolk of the B'nai B'Seira. That's the Hezber of the Suffolk of B'nai B'Seira. Now, Let's take this one step further or move over to a more halacha lemaisa shaila that comes up at our siddurim sometimes. But before we move on, let me just say one line. If we had to distill the idea that we've developed up until this point, we would say is as follows. The Korban Pesach represents something, an avodah, that should be done later that we're doing earlier. It's something that should be done later, but we're doing earlier. Next. At the Pesach Seder this year, unless Mietz Hashem Mashiach should come, but Meher Yibana HaMikdash, if we're not eating the Korban Pesach, so what we will be doing is we'll be eating another mitzvah daraisa. I think from what I understand, this is the only mitzvah daraisa of achila that we do all year, and that's eating the matzah. Eating the matzah. So how late are we allowed to eat the matzah? How late can we eat the matzah? Now, this really question exists on two levels. How late can we eat the first matzah? We make the alakilas matzah. And how late can we eat the second matzah that we eat, which is the afikomen? We're not going to talk about the korech right now, although that does have relevance as well. How late can we eat the matzah? So the truth is the Gemara in Pesachim, the very last daf, says that the matzah can be eaten as late as the Korban Pesach. So in order to figure out how late we can eat the matzah, or by when do we have to have eaten the matzah, we have to figure out, how late can you eat the Korban Pesach? This actually is a machlokas brought down in the Gemara in Brachos. It's also brought down in the Gemara in Pesachim, that there's a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah and Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says you have all night long to eat the Korban Pesach. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is an interesting position. He says you can eat the Korban Pesach only up until Chatzos. How does he know this? How does he know you can only eat the Korban Pesach until Chatzos? So the Gemara says he has a gzera shava. It says in Pasuk as follows. With regards to the Korban Pesach, it says, Yochlus habasa balayla hazeh. And with regards to Makas Bechoros, which took place at Chatzos, as it says, Vashem, he could call Bechor Beretz Mitzrayim. Right? Vashem, Vahi Bechatzi alayla Vashem, he could call Bechor Beretz Mitzrayim. Happened at Chatzos. So too, there it says, V'yavarti be'eretz Mitzrayim balayla hazeh. That Hashem will move through Mitzrayim and kill out the firstborn. So Malahalon, just like Makas Bechoros took place at Chatzos, so too, the eating of the Korban Pesach takes place when? By Chatzos. Now, just as an aside, it's not an aside, it's an important, interesting idea that you can possibly say over at the Seder, is that B'nai Yisoskar has a fascinating idea. He says as follows, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu left Mitzrayim. He left Mitzrayim, or he left the area where the palace was, because he wasn't able to daven in a place that was filled with Avodah Zarah. Malaya Gilulei Avodah Zarah. So it says, Kitzei Siyasi El Daven to Hashem when I leave this city. So B'nai Soscha says, we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Gemara says in the beginning of Brachos, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Miniach Tefillin, Hashem does the mitzvahs. Menayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mispala, Menayin HaKadosh Baruch Hu Miniach Tefillin. So Hashem does the mitzvahs. He obviously is not going to do any Averis. Funny question to start. But, so the question is, how did Hashem... If the Shechina doesn't rest in a makam of Avodah Zarah, which is why Moshe had to leave, so then how is Hashem himself able to go through Mitzrayim? He's going to violate going into a makam of Avodah Zarah? So the B'nai Soscha says, we have a concept in Halacha, which we don't access too often, called an Avera Lishma. Now, the truth is, everyone who does an Avera thinks he's doing an Avera. We all say we're doing an Avera Lishma. But there is such a thing, where a real Avera Lishma, Esther, Yael, Avera Lishma. Who is the first person to come up with Avera? We need a, you know, sometimes you can come up with a Chiddush. But for something like doing an Avera Lishma, you need some type of precedent. Someone has to give the precedent of an Avera Lishma. So B'nai Soscha, I think, quotes from the Shalah HaKadosh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kaviyachol, V'yavarti is from Lashon Avera. V'yavarti bet Hashem. Hashem was violating the idea of going to a Makom Tuma in order to save Klal Yisrael to do Makas Bechoros. Let's come back to Halacha. And that was the precedent for Avera Lishma. Let's come back to Halacha. You see how far Hashem goes to save Klal Yisrael, to even violate Kaviyachol's own Torah. Come back. Rav Elazar ben Azariah says you have to eat the korban by chatzos. Eat the korban by chatzos. Why? Because it says balayla hazeh. Balayla hazeh. Balayla hazeh. It says you have to eat it by chatzos. Eat it by chatzos. So the funny thing is, Rashi on that pasuk, V'yavarti be'eretz mevalayla hazeh, says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the bechoros, killed the firstborn in one moment at chatzos dafka. So the question is, if he killed them all at one moment at chatzos, so we shouldn't be eating the matzah by chatzos. We should be eating it at chatzos, literally at chatzos. So the Avnei Nezer says as follows. Avnei Nezer says, you're right. We're supposed to be eating the matzah at chatzos, but it's not shayach because you can't eat the matzah that way. Well, we're going to sit there with a clock to the second. It takes time to eat. It takes time to chew. So what we do is as follows. We know there's halacha. You're not supposed to eat after the afikomen. You're not supposed to eat after the Korban Pesach. You're not supposed to eat after the matzah and not even after the afikomen, which is a zecher the Korban Pesach. Why are we not supposed to eat after the Korban? Why are we not supposed to eat after the matzah, after the Korban Pesach? Why not? What's wrong with eating after the Korban Pesach? Avnei Nezer writes as follows. When we don't eat, on some level, it's like the Maisa Achila of the Korban Pesach. And it's like the Maisa Achila of the matzah extends so long as we don't take something else into our mouth to take away that taste. So you know what happens? We're going to eat, let's imagine this year, Chatzos, it is at 1 a.m. I'm going to eat my afikomen at 12:45. Avinez says, don't eat until 1 o'clock. And then at 1 a.m. in Dafkit at Chatzos, it's like you're eating the Korban Pesach. It's like you're eating the matzah at that moment. So it really does happen at Chatzos. The Achila really happens at Chatzos, just like Makos Bechoros really happened at Chatzos. Now the Avinezer goes even further where he says that, by the way, if someone is late, someone, the Seder started late, you have a lot of people, the grandchildren are asking a lot of shilas, and you realize you're not going to get to your afikomen by chatzos. You're not going to eat the meal and finish the suda and eat the afikomen by chatzos. You know what you can do? You could say as follows. You take a piece of matzah at 12:50, 1 o'clock is chatzos. You take a piece of matzah and you say as follows. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take the matzah. I'm going to say, if the halacha is like Rav Ben Azaria, that I can only eat by 1 o'clock. So this matzah that I'm eating now is the afikomen. It's the afikomen. And then you can eat the afikomen. Don't eat anything till 1 a.m. And then after that, after 1 a.m., so you've done the mitzvah at chatzos. After that, you're allowed to eat. So you're allowed to eat after the zman of the afikomen has already passed. You can start eating at 12:50. You make a t'nai, if the halacha is like Blazer ben Azaria, then what I'm eating right now is the afikomen. And then all you have to do is not eat until chatzos. At 1 a.m., at 1:05, you can go back to your meal. Amazing chiddush of the Avnei Zer. Reb Chaim says the same thing. The only thing we have to add, you have to say as follows. And by the way, if the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, so then you're not allowed to eat after the afikomen all the way until the morning. So then what you should say is, if the halacha is like Rabbi Akiva, then what I'm eating is not the afikomen. And then you can continue your meal. And then sometime 2 o'clock in the morning, when you're really up to the afikomen, you take a second piece of matzah and you say, this is the afikomen according to Rabbi Akiva. But the idea that we're pointing out for our purposes is this yisod of the Avnei Nezer. Really, the Pesach, the matzah should be eaten at chatzos. It should be eaten at chatzos. But we can't eat it at chatzos. You know what we're going to do? We're going to pull it back a little bit and then not eat and wait till we get to chatzos. So it's our second example of something that happens surrounding Erev Pesach with the shechit of the Korban Pesach. And the eating of the Korban Pesach and the eating of the matzah, where it's the type of avoda that really should be done later, and we pull it back earlier. We really should shecht the Korban Pesach on Leil Tezvav. We shecht it by day. We really should be eating the matzah at chatzos. We eat the matzah a little bit earlier. We really should be eating the Korban Pesach at chatzos. We eat a little bit earlier. Avez goes further. He explains that's why we have a bracha al bir chametz. Al is Lashon, the Gemara is unclear if the Lashon Al is past or future. So the Rishonim all want to know, the Gemara concludes in Pesachim Dav Zayin, V'hilchasa Al Bir Chametz. Why? The Tosfos says, say Liv'ar Chametz means I'm about to do the Bir Chametz right now. Al is unclear. Maybe it means the past, maybe it means the future. If it means the past, it's not so appropriate. The Avnei says, no, it's very appropriate. Because the reason why we're doing the Bir Chametz and the Bedikas Chametz early, There's no mitzvah to get rid of your chametz leil yud gimel or leil yud dalid or labos. There's no mitzvah. The mitzvah is that when Pesach comes, there should be no chametz. So it's a certain sense the same idea. Pesach, which is going to take place in a day from now, is requiring that I do something earlier in preparation for that event. So the bir chametz, the whole bir chametz is this idea that something later has me do something earlier. Shechita, sakar, and Pesach, something later has me do something earlier, the shechita. The eating of the matzah should happen at chatzos, I do it earlier. That's the yesod of Pesach, is those areas that should be done later, we do them a little bit early. We want to get started early. We want to get a head start. It's bechipazom. Bechipazom means you have to eat it bechipazom. You have to get a little bit of a head start. But I'll just point out something very interesting. You know, the Gemara says, not because the Torah says, that there's a mitzvah that takes place immediately after the first. What's the first mitzvah that we do? Motzoi Pesach. First day Pesach. You had the Seder. You finished the first day. It's the second night of Pesach. What's the first mitzvah we do? Sfiras HaOmer. Why Sfiras HaOmer? Why Sfiras HaOmer? So Sfiras HaOmer, already the Chinuch writes that already Sfiras HaOmer is moving already from Pesach to Shavuos, moving towards Kabbalah Satorah. The whole purpose of leaving, the whole purpose of leaving Mitzrayim is so that Tavdun is Holokim al-Harazeh. So listen to the following Tosus in Menachas Daf Samach Vav. Tosus wants to know, when's the ideal time to count Sfira? When's the ideal time? What's the ideal time? So imagine today was the 16th day of the Omer. And tonight's going to be the 17th. So on the one hand, you might say, well, we have to wait till it's nighttime to the 17th so that I can say today's the 17th. Tosfos says, you know, there's actually something even better. If we counted at the end of the 16th day, our count would capture the entire 17th day. And that's more tmimus. The earlier you count, the better. So maybe we should count before the 17th night. And Tosfos says, no, that's impossible. But Tosfos doesn't explain why. The Rashba says, you can't be on the 16th day and say tonight is the 17th. You can't, it's a sheker. So it comes out that Sfira is the exact opposite of Pesach. Pesach is, as we explain, that which should be done later, we do earlier. The Machai, that which is really belongs to a later time, we do earlier. Sfira, we really should count on the 16th, but I can't, so I move it to the 17th. Sfira is that which should be done earlier, is done later. It's the exact opposite. Rav Tzadik in the Tzidkas HaTzadik says as follows. The halacha is, as the Gemara's, which if you're doing daf, you recently did, the end of the ninth parak in Masech, the Pesachim tells us, that the requirement to eat bechipazon, the garment Pesach bechipazon, only applies to Pesach Mitzrayim, not to Pesach Doras. Why is that? So he explains as follows. When a person first starts something new, a new project, a new limud, a new chavrusa, a new... So you can't be... You can't move slow. You have to move fast. You have to be excited. You have to be with a bren. Yeah. There's no way to start Daf Yomi if you've never done Daf Yomi. With like, maybe I'll start, maybe I will. You have to jump in, otherwise it's not going to happen. If you think too much, it's not going to happen. So when you start something, Pesach is the first mitzvah, we have to jump. That which should be done later, we do earlier. Because we have to jump. We have to move. That's how we start things. However, once you start moving towards Matan Torah, once you start counting Sfira, the opposite takes place. You can't rush. You can't rush through a daf. You can't rush through a learning. You can't rush through a chavrusa. You can't rush through a svara. You have to think it through. You have to delay. You have to before. You have to, you know, it should be done now. Let's take it. Let's review again. Let's make sure we understand it. So it comes out that while Pesach, the yesod is that which is later is done earlier. Once we move away from Pesach and move towards Matan Torah, we're more misboning. We spend more time thinking. We don't rush. We're not impulsive. That which should be done earlier, we can do a little bit later. These are some of the ideas that I wanted to share as we move towards Pesach, that when we start a limud, we go bechipazom, but as the pasuk says, below bechipazom, but in the future will not be bechipazom. It'll be with hisbonus. It will be with thought, with thinking things through, with taking our time, with understanding, Be'ezras Hashem, we should be zocha to eat the Karban Pesach, Be'ezras Hashem, this year, very soon with the Mashiach, to the Kenev Yamenu.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I hope you liked what you heard. If you did, please take a moment to share this or any of the many episodes available on our platform with friends in order to help grow our community. Until next time, Shalom.